CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have Melanie Cutting in the booth with us, and she's going to be talking about movies. So welcome, Melanie.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So let's talk about movies. You've seen a couple of movies recently.
I have. I saw two very good movies at the our local theater, La Maison de Cinéma, and one of them called Trainspotting T2, which was the 20-year later follow-up to a wonderful English movie that goes back 20 years called Trainspotting.
Okay.
And the person who directed that is probably known to some of the listeners as the director of Slumdog Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
He's done many movies, but that's the one he's especially well known for, along with the now Trainspotting 1 and Trainspotting 2.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Trainspotting 2 was there for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
No more, no less, 1 week. So I caught it on the last night with a friend who unfortunately hadn't seen Trainspotting 1. And I said, I think you're going to miss all the background for this movie. But even without having seen Trainspotting 1, it really was great. It was the sequel to the story about the four guys from Trainspotting 1, set in Scotland, set mm-hmm. in Edinburgh, who 20 years later are still kind of not all together, but only one of the four has remained a heroin addict, which was the focus of Trainspotting 1.
Okay, that sounds good. And yeah. It's in English, too, at Maison de Cinéma in Cherbourg.
Not anymore, unfortunately.
It was.
It's gone, but it was there. It was in. It was only in English, and it was an excellent movie. It had all these Danny Boyle things that you expect in movies, a certain way of cutting the camera in the action and mm-hmm. things speeding up and slowing down. It's a very entertaining movie. A couple of people have noted, though, and I noticed this myself, you almost need subtitles for the Scottish accents.
Okay.
The two mm-hmm. of the four characters, the Scottish accents are so thick.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're from Scotland, you may not be able to understand what these guys are saying.
Okay.
So, but you get the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so people pretty well known, and for most of these guys, this was basically the first movie where they were showcased. And now you see them everywhere. There's a Ewan McGregor,
mm-hmm.
quite a well-known actor, a Ewan Bremner, Johnny Lee Miller, who plays Sherlock Holmes on television
mm-hmm.
every week.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the fourth actor, I didn't write down his name, and now it escapes me. But when it pops into my head, I'll let you know. Anyway, they've all gone on to do bigger and better things, and in some cases have become household names. So.
Interesting. So it's worth seeing on the big screen then.
Worth seeing on the big screen, and if you can't see it on the big screen, wait for the DVD. But I'm so sorry that it didn't play a little bit longer at the mm-hmm. At the Maison de Cinéma, and I could have talked about it, and it would have been there for another week, but that didn't happen.
Okay, but it sounds good. Lots of good movies coming in English at the Maison. So
yes, we'll talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. I'll also talk about the other one that I saw, which is still there at the Maison de Cinéma in French. But when I saw it, it was in English.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it had French subtitles.
Okay.
Which are a little distracting, but not the worst thing in the world mm-hmm. if you want to see an English movie. And this is a movie called Colossal with Anne Hathaway,
mm-hmm.
a well-known American actress, and Jason Sudeikis was the second lead.
Mm-hmm.
And he's becoming better known in movies now. He happens to be one of my favorite Saturday Night Live players who, like many Saturday Night Live people,
mm-hmm.
do a few years on the show, and then next thing you know, they've launched their own big-time careers.
Okay.
So he's in that, he's on that trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
And it was directed by someone I had never heard of before, but his name is Nacho Vigalondo.
Oh, that's unusual.
I think he's Spanish.
Okay.
And he's the director. I think you'd have to call this movie an indie. If an indie movie stands mm-hmm. for independent,
mm-hmm.
and they're not part of a studio system. And
okay.
frequently the indie movies, well, I would say almost always, the indie movies are very interesting because they can do whatever they want. They
mm-hmm.
don't have to say, well, we have to make this conform to what the studios expect us to do, mm-hmm. or to pander to the lowest taste. Mm-hmm. We're going to make movies that are of interest to us. So that's an indie movie, and this Colossal is an indie movie. Mm-hmm. If you are fine with seeing movies that are probably, I imagine, dubbed in French in this mm-hmm. case. It's mm-hmm. an English movie, and I guess they have the characters speaking French now, unfortunately. It's worth it. It's just, it starts off fun, about a young woman played by Anne Hathaway who's mm-hmm. depressed and having all kinds of issues in her life. Her boyfriend basically throws her out, and she ends up at her home in appears to be upstate New York, mm-hmm. and meets someone she used to know, this Jason Sudeikis character, who is still there. He's running his dad's bar and so on. And it all sort of starts out, as one of the reviews I read said, like a romantic comedy. Mm-hmm. But then it takes a turn for the very strange, because it seems that everything that Anne Hathaway does when she's in her elementary school mm-hmm. playground is replicated in, of all places, Korea.
Oh, that's interesting.
By a monster.
Okay.
It's like, and she, it's kind of like she's got this depression, which mm-hmm. has manifested itself, literally, physically manifested itself in this giant monster in Korea. So she might be strolling through the playground, and those watching the news will see that there's this monster in Korea mm-hmm. strolling through downtown Seoul, stepping on cars and people mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. causing havoc and destruction and so on. And she gradually becomes aware that, oh, this is what's happening. So mm-hmm. she then has to be extremely careful about what she does and where she goes. And she convinces the people in her little town where she is now that, in fact, this monster is basically her. And the way she does it is really quite funny. She'll have them watching the news on television, and she'll scratch her head, for example, or in one case, do a little dance. Mm-hmm. And there's the monster on the television in Korea doing those same things. So it's really wildly entertaining. It's quite funny to watch mm-hmm. this whole thing. As the movie progresses, however, it takes a real turn for the dark, because her friend, Jason Sudeikis, mm-hmm. is he develops his own persona in the form of a giant and destructive robot, mm-hmm. again, mm-hmm. over in Korea. Mm-hmm. But they've discovered, okay, here's what we have to do to either avoid having injuries and deaths or to cause them. So without getting into great detail about how this works, I would say this is a movie, catch it on video if you weren't able to see it in English at the Maison, or if you would like to see it in probably with dubbed in French and just really enjoy the visuals, then mm-hmm. that's definitely something I would suggest.
Okay, sounds kind of fascinating. It is definitely original. So
it's
that's
definitely neat, original. Right? Yeah, and bizarre. Somebody mm-hmm. wrote there. Bizarre. Okay. I can also talk about movies which are presently there mm-hmm. in English, mm-hmm. although not at great length.
Okay.
Patterson, a movie directed by, again, a very well-known director named Jim Jarmusch, mm-hmm. and starring, again, an up-and-coming young actor named Adam Driver, about a bus driver in Patterson, New Jersey. Okay. And his name is Patterson, the mm-hmm. bus driver, and he drives his bus in Patterson. I used to live in New Jersey, so mm-hmm. this was all like, oh, I remember Patterson. and it's a longish movie and probably a bit slow from what I've heard, but it's one that I expect to see before it leaves, and I would hope that other people would head down to the Maison de Cinema to see it as well. Mm-hmm. Patterson.
Sounds interesting.
One which I'm sure I don't have to encourage people to go and see, because it's a blockbuster movie, called The Fate of the Furious. Mm-hmm. And that has a... a lengthy cast with lots and lots of big names. Vin Diesel, who's been in all of these Furious movies.
Oh, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
There's the Fast and the mm-hmm. Furious. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many sequels. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them.
Okay.
Called Fate of the Furious. Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson, I think he's in a bunch of them. Charlize Theron, Helen Mirren, of all people, mm-hmm. who's usually a class act. Anyway, she's in this movie. Jason Statham, Kurt Russell, people like that.
Okay.
Haven't seen it. I have seen previews. Mm-hmm. There are many car chases and smash 'em ups and blow 'em ups, and I can do that once in a while. I wouldn't want to see a steady diet of that. But this looks like, if you're going to see a movie of that kind, it's probably the one to go see.
Okay.
It is presently playing at the Maison de Cinema in English, mm-hmm. and there are lots of airtimes. Sometimes you want to go see a movie, and by the time you've gotten around to see it, there's only one show, mm-hmm. and it's at 9:30 at night, okay. and I'm not going to one of those. This mm-hmm. one happens to have throughout the day.
That's
you
good.
You can go and see yeah. it in English. So for those who kind of like mm-hmm. Fast and Furious type movies, mm-hmm. this is one that would be just made to order.
Good. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there.
Oh, there! I'm sure there are too. There is a Disney movie there.
Okay.
In English and French, depending mm-hmm. on what mm-hmm. time you go, called Born in China. And I looked at that, and my first reaction was, ooh, Disney. And I thought, you know, nature movies from Disney, I would be concerned about the sadness factor. Right. I always associate...
I can understand that, yeah.
I associate movies from Disney other than cartoons... Mm-hmm. There's always going to be that, you know, Bambi's mother quality
exactly.
to it.
Exactly, I know
it's
what
like,
you mean.
Ooh. So I said, I don't think I really want to see that one. However, last night I watched a review on television of mm-hmm. this movie, Born in China. And it concerns pandas, who are adorable, of course, little monkeys, mm-hmm. and cheetahs, all of whom live in China.
Okay.
And from what I could tell... It wasn't going to be one of those movies, you know, cringeworthy, where you just don't want to watch animals being mm-hmm. injured. And all. It looks like it's, you know, a good, not unrealistic, but not overly realistic Disney mm-hmm. nature movie. Mm-hmm. And it's in English, still in English. There's a matinee at 3:00 for the rest of this week and possibly well into the weekend. So if you want to catch, and as they say, truly it is a family film.
Okay, that's good to know.
If you want to bring your kids, or if you don't want to go by yourself, that's okay mm-hmm. too. And see, you know, incredibly good quality photography and following these three kinds of animals, mm-hmm. along with a bunch of other kinds of animals, but mostly it's the pandas, these mm-hmm. little monkeys, I forget what they're called, and cheetahs.
Good. Sounds like a good educational movie too.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
for the rainy season here that we're in right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. One of the things we always think about doing on a rainy day mm-hmm. now that we're retired is, well, let's see what's happening at the Maison de Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
What's on presently that just started this past week. Movies always change on Thursday, by the way.
Okay,
so,
Thursday. Okay, that's the day to remember.
Yeah, day to remember is if you want to see something, see it by Thursday.
Okay.
Because on Friday, it's either mm-hmm. gone, mm-hmm. it may still be there in English, it mm-hmm. may be there not in English.
Okay.
It may still be there, but only at some crazy hour, like 9:30
mm-hmm.
at night.
Okay.
So try and, if you're interested in keeping the English movies going in this area, then try and see the movie when you first see it. Oh, okay, good movie. Catch mm-hmm. it. Catch it while it's at a convenient time and it's still in English. There's a new movie on, which I don't actually know much about, except that I read a tiny little bit called The Circle. It has the always popular Tom Hanks mm-hmm. and Emma Watson, okay. who is presently... She's actually still there in Beauty and the Beast, mm-hmm. and now she's got this movie, which is a drama.
Okay.
And don't know much about it, but it's there. And if you'd like to find out more about it, you can go right on to the Maison de Cinema website, or you can catch it elsewhere on the internet. There's mm-hmm. Among others, there's a great site that I always go to called IMDb, Internet Movie Database.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Anything you want to know about movies ever, mm-hmm. current movies, old movies, even TV shows, the Internet Movie Database, IMDb, go there.
Good idea.
So look up The Circle, mm-hmm. see what it's about, mm-hmm. and see if it's something that you would like to go to and maybe bring your family.
Good.
Finally, just to say what's coming soon, mm-hmm. and by soon I mean Friday.
Friday, okay, that's something to look forward
yeah.
to.
Is, and I will definitely go and see this. I know mm-hmm. people don't need encouragement, but I'll see it and I'll talk about it if you like, called Guardians of the Galaxy 2, mm-hmm. or Volume 2, something like that. And it's a follow-up to a movie from maybe 2 years ago called Guardians of the Galaxy, which is part of the many Marvel movies that mm-hmm. are produced these days. Except unlike the bulk of the Marvel movies, this one has a terrific sense of humor. And the characters, Chris Pratt is the principal character, mm-hmm. and then he's got some wonderful supporting characters. And it's set, of course, in space, mm-hmm. in the future. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely one that I think everybody will enjoy. I'm not sure if it's appropriate for small children, but who knows? It's one to, again, look it up. IMDb, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and you'll see whether it's right for what age bracket.
Okay.
Would
That's
be
a
right.
great tip. Okay.
Yeah. And again, starting on Friday is a movie which I truly know nothing about, except that it has gotten very good reviews, and that's called I, Daniel Blake. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling this is not a big studio movie. Mm-hmm. It's a smaller, quieter, but probably excellent mm-hmm. film.
Sounds interesting.
I, Daniel Blake. The week after, I'll just name a couple of movies that are starting on, not this Friday, but the following Friday. Mm-hmm. It's an Amy Schumer movie called Snatched. There's a King Arthur movie, Legend of the Sword. Mm-hmm. And later on, as time goes on in the summer, there's a whole lot of big movies, if you like. There's a yet another Pirates of the Caribbean is mm-hmm. coming to the Maison.
Okay.
A Wonder Woman movie
okay,
is
Wonder
coming
Woman.
To the Maison. A Thor movie. A Star Wars movie. Mm-hmm. So people can't seem to get enough of a good thing, and it just unfortunately typically the sequels are mm-hmm. not even close to the original, but they're making them and people are putting out good money to go and see them, so they're all coming mm-hmm. and they're coming in English mm-hmm. frequently. There are English viewings and French viewings. Sometimes there's the English version with French subtitles,
okay.
which people mm-hmm. as I said, it's a little distracting mm-hmm. but it's mm-hmm. better than nothing. Mm-hmm. Just a special little note about the Maison de Cinema. They have, I believe it is their third or fourth, they just finished the annual film festival at the Maison de Cinema. And it's like a big, it's like the Toronto International Film Festival, but mm-hmm. small. They
okay.
have movies from all over the world.
Interesting.
Terrific movies that are mm-hmm. all part of this festival. There's competitions. There's all kinds of stuff going mm-hmm. on during the festival. And later, like now, and in the next few weeks, mm-hmm. they get movies that have previewed at the festival, and they're showing to a for longer than just a
mm-hmm.
day,
okay,
and to a wider audience. So if you said, "Oh, she's," I heard about that wonderful movie that mm-hmm. was part of the film mm-hmm. festival. I didn't get there. Chances are pretty good that it will be coming sometime in the next few weeks or months to the Maison de Cinema.
That's good to know. A lot of people
yeah,
into
a lot
movies.
Of people
yeah.
like that kind of movie. They
exactly.
say, "Well, I would never
mm-hmm.
go see The Fast and the Furious, but mm-hmm. I would certainly go see these quieter but classier mm-hmm. movies." And certainly I like both kinds. I would not want a steady diet of, mm-hmm. of either one. So kudos to the Maison de Cinema for bringing in good quality movies, to making an effort to bring in English movies for the English-speaking community.
Good.
And if you can, whenever you can, spend some money. Oh, and what I mentioned before we went on the air is the system that they have of buying a little package of eight passes mm-hmm. to get into the movie. Mm-hmm. One pass per showing, and they are $7 each. Mm-hmm. So you buy a little bundle of eight for $56, mm-hmm. tax included. And then you just keep them in a safe place. I've lost a few. You keep in a safe place, and when you're ready to go to the movie, you dig out your movie passes, and there you go. So you never have to spend more than $7.
That's good.
To
good
go to
cheap
a movie.
Entertainment.
Very, very inexpensive in the wider scope of things, yeah.
Good. Great for a celebration or just spur of the moment or
yeah.
a rainy day.
Yes, especially yeah. a rainy day.
Well, it sounds interesting. And yeah, I know a lot of people out there into movies, and certainly
hope,
it
yeah.
promises to be a
I
good
so.
Summer for movies, too, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, it's
good. Anything else you wanted to add before we go, Melanie?
I'll have to save something for next time.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, and looking forward to your next visit and talking
yeah,
about movies.
Good.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye.